系，由于就我哋警方啲朋友咧，就要出席另外一个区议会嘅会议咧，咁变咗我就必须提到咧，我哋有个动议系同第十五项嗰个动议咧系同有关嘅。咁大家如果同事唔反对咧，我就先跳一跳嗰个第十五项嗰个动议，系要求保安局及警方加强打击电话骗案嘅。SKD 涉及文件第28/17嘅议案，系由阿温启明动议，邱玉麟、欧麟发、林文海、李嘉麟、谭领律、刘伟章和议嘅，请参议呢保安局嘅书面嘅回应。SKD 涉及喺文件第46/17，请问其他议员有冇意见？啊，如果冇咧，咁我就系、是、诶。
主席，就除了电话骗案呢都猖獗之外呢，同事的提法是合理啦，咁亦都即係街头亦都有啲唔少嘅骗案呢，都有啲係咩祈福党啊，正人都出埋嚟㗎啦，咁亦都剛才我哋今早嘅担心，譬如係涉及一啲难民嘅申请啊，出入喺我哋嘅社区啊，咁我想即係警方回应一下，而家呢啲咁嘅做法係即係喺佢哋未能够处理，即係话我哋嘅独立警区之前，佢哋而家点安排，同埋最近呢亦都爆窃嘅问题都几猖獗嘅，咁整体因为佢会离席先啦，咁如果希望即係正面做返个回应，吓唔该主席。
好，唔该方新宇，係阿监察员。
我有多谢主席，我有个提问嘅。因为呢尤其是而家邻近年尾呢，就而家有啲街坊同我反映嘅，就有啲人呢喺个路啊、红绿灯啊、行人通道嗰啲地方呢行黑啊。其实呢我哋有冇边啲部门去管理，同埋容唔容佢咁做嘅呢，咁样。咁好多街坊系问嘅，就有啲话都好，即係见到系可怜啦，等下肉酸呢有啲唔同睇法啦。就几十岁咁啊，又好冻，系咪瞓喺地下嗰度咁啊，伸开两只脚就又比较有啲比较残缺咗嗰啲，咁有啲街坊睇到咧，就有啲又可怜嘅，但系有啲亦都唔系咁喜欢啲人喺个街度瞓喺度咁向我投诉嘅。咁啊，我想问一问呢、這个系关于民政处负责啊，定系警方咧？我想了解一下。
好，唔该阿简少爷。警方由系咪阿包站指挥官回应啊？唔该。
Yes, by all means, thank you for those points. If I may just turn to the telephone scam situation, hopefully members have had a chance to look at the report. There has been a decrease in 2016 compared with 2015. There has been a great deal of publicity, particularly in relation to people being deceived of money through telephone calls from... Sorry, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes? Okay, if I'll continue then. Basically, there's been a great deal of publicity about these cases through the police public relations and also through the mainstream media, to the extent that... Sorry, are you...
不是，你可以繼續的，我剛才示意就是說我們的同事那個落鏈要落低啲反光，你嗰邊門口嗰個鏈嗰度。
Sorry. Where was I? Yes. We have seen a decrease in the number of cases in 2016 compared with 2015. There has been a recent increase in cases towards the latter part of 2016. We have increased our publicity, particularly for those cases involving telephone calls from so-called government officials, particularly on the mainland, saying that the individual contacted has been involved in a transgression on the mainland. We have particularly targeted mainland students who are studying in Hong Kong. And there's also been recently a large-scale overseas cooperative case involving the mainland, Hong Kong, on a case in Spain. So this continues to be a major priority for the police force in the coming months, and it will continue to do so. And we will look at all aspects in order to try and combat this problem. for burglary cases, I'm the district commander for Wong Tai Sin, therefore Sai Kung Town and the surrounding villages in Sai Kung is my particular responsibility. There has been an increase in cases in the latter part of the year, although I'm pleased to report that overall for 2016 compared with 2015, we have seen a drop in cases, probably amongst the lowest we've seen in recent years. Having said that, as a result of the increase in cases in Sai Kung Town, I've redeployed my own resources from Wong Tai Sin across to Sai Kung, including my own Wong Tai Sin subunits, my district crime officers, and we've also deployed additional officers from the police tactical unit from Wong Tai Sin across to Sai Kung. In the last 2 weeks, we have seen two burglary cases, which is a substantial decrease in such cases compared with the whole of November and the early parts of December. So as we approach the traditionally busy period, you can say, for burglaries, as we approach Lunar New Year, we will continue to deploy our officers as necessary to ensure that Sai Kung gets the best possible police coverage. And we will also be, of course, increasing our publicity, using our fight crime ambassadors in Sai Kung, and making every use of technology to try and alert people to the modus operandi of these burglary cases. Turning to beggars, I have not come across in Sai Kung any such cases involving beggars per se. Begging is an offence under the Summary Offences Ordinance, and where people are caught begging, they will be arrested and they will be put before the courts. I have, in Wong Tai Sin area, I know that's outside the responsibility of this district council, encountered such beggars outside the Wong Tai Sin temple, and they have been arrested. For NECs or so-called refugee resettlement claimants, we have not come across any in Sai Kung who are actually asylum seekers who are out on who are out pending their asylum claims being processed involved in begging. I would just encourage that if you have any information about such activities, please let Sai Kung Police Station know, and then we will investigate immediately. So I hope that provides an update on what's taking place in Sai Kung Town in response to those questions raised by the members. Thank you very much.
唔該，包 Sir， 除咗呢個有關呢個議題已經俾咗好詳細，同埋其他有關同事提問咧都回應咗啦，好多謝你哋。咁如果係其他同事係冇意見咧，咁我都係建議咧就通過呢個動議咧，就係建議去信俾呢個保安局咧表達本會嘅訴求，同埋亦都俾其他我哋將軍澳同埋黃大仙觀塘嗰個呢個警區咧，希望大家呢、這個警方加強呢、這個行動嘅，好嘛？多謝大家，跟住都多謝包 Sir 嚇。如果你有其他嘅公務係可以先嚟離職嘅嚇。